Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour,
presented by Coors Light,
live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stirner and the show.
All right, as we are riding high here at Big City Wings in Fall Creek, out in Humble. Still time. Get on out here, man. Get on out here. We're having a great time. There's still more room for you. The bugs are boiling. And you can get all the Coors Light that you want here as well.
See, you just don't. If it had been your idea, you'd be hammering it. But if it was mine, you just going to butcher it.
Well, I mean, you shot my mind down. Mine that I was
I
going.
Just gave a suggestion.
And it hurt my feelings when you said it cringed.
No, I'm starting to believe you ain't got no damn feelings. There ain't no way.
All right, man. No, get on down here, man. Still, we're having a great time out here. If you're looking for wings, they got great wings here, as Clint has talked about.
What kind are the best kind?
I don't know.
Tajin wings.
That's right.
You can put it on your michelada. You can put it on your Topo Chico little drink over there. You can put it on your wings, too.
They put them on everywhere. Yeah, get on out here, man. They've got everything you need. TVs everywhere.
I used to buy Tajin suckers when I was little. Right around the old corner. A Tajin sucker.
Now that
I'm 44, I'm thinking, why would I want to suck on a Tajin sucker? Yeah, like, it's good on drinks and stuff, but just a random sucker, I don't know.
That's odd. I've never had that.
We did it. We did it.
Before we jump into some of these Davis Mills truthers, I made an executive decision, and so happy you agreed with it.
I hadn't been asked about it, but go ahead.
But we're not. We're not going to use the breaking news sounder for this.
Oh, I got you.
The Texans have made a move. I'm not going to use it. This isn't good enough. This person has not stepped on the field at NRG and made one play in one game. So I'm not using the breaking news sounder. But it is interesting, Clint. According to Aaron Wilson, the Texans have cut cornerback Jimmy Moreland. Right? They've cut cornerback Jimmy Moreland, and that is already – right there, just for camp bodies, you know, that is already a position group, Clint, where they are low at. And hell, when you started looking at it, we were thinking Jimmy Moreland might compete for some playing time. And if you remember, they got him late. He last played for the Niners, but they have parted ways and cut Jimmy Moreland, Clint.
Yeah, look, it doesn't pique my interest for any other reason other than the depth aspect of it. I mean, there is. Tavier Thomas is not an outside corner. Desmond King is not an outside corner. You've got Derek Stingley Jr. and Steven Nelson are the only two legit outside corners that you want to go to battle with that are on the roster right now.
Tremont Smith, I guess.
Tremont Smith, I'll take him if I get an injury or if I'm in a pinch. I'll take Tremont Smith.
But he's the only other person right now.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like there's the depth aspect of what's going on here in Houston at the cornerback position is really, really interesting. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm dead wrong that Desmond King and Tavier Thomas are guys that they expect to play outside corner. But I've seen nothing, absolutely nothing, from either one of those guys that tell me that you want to take the field on Sunday with them at corner.
Clint, maybe they were impressed by what Desmond King was able to do as an outside corner, and they view him that way because the one thing you've talked about, there is a log jam. There's a log jam there at the
nickel corner,
nickel corner, you know, Rover, whatever that is, and they drafted Jalen Petrie, who we know is going to be on the field. Like, he's going to play, right? He said it. We had him on here last week. He tried to skirt around it and give the right answer, but he still said, I do like to be around the ball. I do like to be around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So maybe they do view Des King as a guy who played. I mean, he played.
That's a team that's got really good depth that has options to play these kind of games. I mean, Kendall Sheffield is a former fourth-round draft pick that they picked up. I mean, maybe he's a guy that replaces a Jimmy Moreland depth type of position and could possibly – you know, we haven't seen him yet, so I don't know what he brings to the table. But from a perspective, former fourth-round pick, I believe he played at Ohio State, if I remember correctly. Ohio State, 2019 fourth-round pick to Atlanta. You know, I would think that guy would be good quality depth, but we haven't seen him yet, so that's a bit of a stretch. But the Jimmy Moreland thing is a non-factor other than, okay, depth at corner is, to me – is still a problem because the guys they have listed as depth just aren't – they're not guys you want to plan to go to battle with.
That's the only thing that I could read. Unless they make another move off of this is they were impressed enough about Des King and his ability to play on the outside. I know he had a really good game against Tennessee. I think that was like his first game where he had multiple interceptions in the rain. That's the only thing that makes sense, Clint.
He's just too good of a player to have him outside corner depth. You know that you see what I'm saying? Like it's like if he's going to play outside, he's going to play. I mean, I would imagine. I'd bet a good chunk of money on it that Stingley obviously is going to be a starter, and then your boy, what'd you call him?
Tremont Smith or
no? Stephen Nelson would be the other corner. You know, I don't mean Stephen Nelson started 16 games, 15 games last year. I don't think Des King is a guy that you play in front of him at corner. I mean, you look at Stephen Nelson; he's a true corner. I don't know. I just think your best lineup across the board is Stephen Nelson at corner, Derek Stingley at corner, and then Des King at your slot corner defender. And I would put Jalen Petrie as your dime defender in that sub package. He would be my backup nickel, defender. And probably my backup safety and kind of and until he gets ready to contribute as a starter on this team, which may be out of the gate. I think it'll probably end up being out of the gate at corner. I mean at safety. I don't know, man. I don't like the way this thing's shaping up at corner for the Texans in terms of depth.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We're just guessing by what we're seeing right now. If you missed it, the Texans they've cut Jimmy Moreland. And the only reason that it is anything, like Jimmy Moreland is not a player, a difference maker. Like Jimmy couldn't get on the field last year when they had issues all up and down the cornerback. It's not him in particular. It is, you know, now where they are with depth. Like they got two legit outside corners on the team. Like Tremont Smith is the they got three, right, on the team. And the thought is just, what are they going to do? As you said, they've got a flux of guys that can play that nickel position. But
well, Kendall Sheffield's, I mean, he would be your fourth corner. I think that's a good fourth option. My only point is that if you look at the depth, like this, the depth charts you see are usually your base defenses. And if you really,
like in Kansas City, Lonnie Johnson's like the fourth corner.
Right, but if you typically look, if you look at how a team is going to start there's a reason why a lot of the conversations you have around offensive football right now, people will display 11 personnel. They'll display three wide receivers, a tight end, and one back kind of deal. Well, when that offense is on the field, which is predominantly what goes on in the NFL, give or take a couple of teams, then you're going to have three cover defenders on the field. Who are those three cover defenders going to be? Right? It's going to be Derek Stingley, it's going to be Stephen Nelson, and it's going to be Desmond King, I would think.
Yeah.
Desmond King or Jalen Petrie. They're not backup corners, is my point. You lose a true corner,
they're going to be playing.
Now you're in a pinch.
Yeah.
Now you're in, unless this Kendall Sheffield kid that we haven't seen here in camp, unless he is better than advertised, you're in a pinch. You're in a bad spot.
Yeah. All right. Well, as before this little news that took off, Jimmy Moreland being cut, we'll get back to the Davis Mills situation. What one of the well-known quarterback evaluators in the NFL had to say about your quarterback, Davis Mills. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.